General Mills CEO Jeff Harmening made the announcement just 2 days after a Senate bill to ban state labeling laws failed to get the 60 votes needed to invoke cloture. Harmening wrote that as discussion continues in Washington, food production companies such as General Mills must work to comply with the Vermont law or face significant fines. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said the recent GMO labeling announcement by General Mills is an indication of why we need a national approach. He told the Hagstrom Report that the lack of national standards will create confusion. But the labeling of genetically modified food products is already making its way into the marketplace, even as the Senate stalled on a voluntary labeling bill last week. So while politicians struggle to address the issue, it may be that the private sector is already moving quickly to address the Vermont law without the help of Washington by nationally complying with the rules set in that Vermont law. But the maker of Cheerios, Progresso Soups, Hamburger Helper, and Pillsbury Pancake Batter now joins Post and other food makers in avoiding separate labels for separate states.